This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 194. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I'm spending time, a few times a week, talking with you about some aspects of life, the universe, and everything. And by the way, soon I'm going to have a channel on Amazon called No BS Coaching Advice. It'll have video. It's not going to have the podcast, but video advice to help you be more effective personally and professionally. So again, if you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, look for the No BS Coaching Advice and subscribe to my channel there. Now, today's show is one where I'm going to be talking with you about mistakes, because I don't know about you, but I make mistakes. And I was interviewing a friend of mine, Alain Hunkins, A-L-A-I-N Hunkins, who has a book out called Cracking the Leadership Code. And toward the end of my interview with him, I said, you know, we have great advice for people, but, you know, we're folks who make mistakes. And I then started to talk about a mistake I made, which I'm going to do in a moment. And then he spoke about one of his mistakes. In my case, it was the mistake of, you know, I force the issue. I drive hard. I push. I demand. You know, I cajole. I wheedle. I do all sorts of things that are really quite unpleasant when you're on the receiving end of them. At times, you know, I was able to get my way. But then more times, people would roll their eyes and avoid me. Folks, you know, there's different ways of doing things, and being the driving, demanding person isn't going to work for you for very long. Folks won't do things for you until they know you care about them. And that doesn't mean you ask them, hey, how are you? And then you're multitasking and not looking at them while they answer. You're present. You're there. You're offering advice. You're listening to them. And you're caring about them. But if you think you can drive and demand and get away with that, I took that advice for myself, and I've made a lot of changes, and I've worked for people who never changed and never got the results that they wanted. There's an old cartoon, Pogo. If you don't know it, you're not my age or close to it. But Pogo is a comic strip that existed in newspapers. You remember what newspapers are, right? And existed for many years. And the writer of the strip once said, we have met the enemy, and he is us. Well, so much of what we're going through right now is because we've turned combative. And just to be clear, I'm never justifying the behavior that happened in Minneapolis where Floyd was murdered. You know, there's no justification for that. And so much interaction these days online and in person involves animus. It is amazing to see the degree to which calm people go ballistic when someone disagrees with them. We are our own enemy, not the other person. We are our own biggest enemy. And we're causing so much of the unhappiness that we're experiencing. We can change more in different ways than yelling at someone online. After all, how many people have you seen get converted when you started yelling at them? Probably somewhere around zero, right? So why do we do it? Why do we let that affront to our femininity or masculinity cause us to go ballistic? There's no good reason for it. There really isn't. There's no good reason for it. So I just want to encourage you, take a deep breath. After you exhale, take another deep breath and exhale slowly. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you can get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show contains bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, visit nobscoachingadvice.com. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or go right into coaching. I'd love to help you. And if you're interested but not quite sure where to start, take the online assessment available at thebiggamehunter.us/success. It will give you a few ideas and it can be a launch point for our work together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day and take care.